My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 27th of August 2009 and the time is 5:12 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
My name's Jade Parsons, I'm 26 and I live in Hinckley in Leicestershire.
And have you travelled to London especially today for the hour?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I came down on the coach, National Express, this morning, and we're staying overnight until tomorrow.
And has coming to the square and seeing the plinth in action been how you imagined it would be?
Yes, in some ways, and no in others. It's hard to sort of gauge the number of people when you're watching the plinth on the internet. It's hard to gauge the numbers of people that are actually in the square, sort of watching it and, you know, being involved in it, really.
Have you watched quite a bit of it
online? Yeah, I keep flicking backwards and forwards, really. And, you know, I'm lucky enough to have sort of quite good internet access at work. And because they know I'm taking part, they're quite happy for me to sort of open it up and have a quick look. And, you know, everyone sort of round the desk having a look to see what people are doing. So it's quite lucky, really.
And what have you thought of some of the things you've seen so far?
Well, I think, you know, you can't really judge them. It's people, isn't it? It's what they want to do. It's up to them, really. You know, some of them you sort of look and think, oh, that's brilliant. And then the people who really aren't doing anything for them, you know, it's great for them. So, I think some of the ideas, obviously, are just like, oh, that's really funny. Or, you know, it's nice to go back and have a look at some of the ones that other people have recommended. Someone's gone, oh, I saw this guy at 3 o'clock, go and have a look. And it's nice to have the website to go back and be like, oh yeah, he was really funny and stuff. It's a bit sort of, I suppose it's kind of this year's big brother, isn't it, really? People have been talking more about this, I think, at work than yeah, say big brother, I suppose.
And when you first heard about the project, what is it that made you want to take part?
I honestly don't know what it was that sort of drove me. I just thought, oh, this is my chance to be part of something huge, really. I'm not particularly talented in an arty way myself. So this is my chance to be part of something that is huge and arty and near the National Gallery. I mean, you wouldn't want to sort of, you know, there's nowhere better, really.
Do you think the setting of it in Trafalgar Square in the middle of London is significant?
Absolutely, in London, definitely. I mean, it's such a sort of cultural centre, I think, generally, much more so. I mean, coming from the Midlands, obviously you have sort of Birmingham, the second city, but in terms of art and culture, everyone immediately thinks of London. So, Trafalgar Square as well, obviously, you know, it's sort of an art, you know, you've got the National Gallery, the Portrait Gallery just behind it. It's somewhere that I always bring, if I'm coming to London with someone for the first time, I will always take them to the National Gallery, because for me, I saw the Da Vinci painting in there and it was such a moving experience for me that I always want other people to see it. So yeah, for me, Trafalgar Square has a lot of significance.
And when you heard that you had a place on the plinth, what was your initial reaction?
Honestly, oh my God, as I opened the email, because I wasn't expecting to hear so soon. For me, I applied and 2 days later got the confirmation email to say, oh, you'll be up in August. I was expecting sort of a much later September, October slot because I didn't apply until it started, really. And I was at work and, yeah, shouted in the middle of a really big open plan office. So slightly embarrassing.
And now that you've had time to think about it, how does it feel now that you're here? Are you feeling all right about going up?
It just seems to have happened really quickly, I think. From the 1st of July to, well, it's nearly the end of August, it's sort of nearly 2 months, but it just seems to have, I don't know, it's all just, yeah, been a bit of a rush, really. I got my coaches and things and the hotel booked as soon as I heard about it, and then it was sort of 2 months of, oh, what do I do, what do I do? And then I read an article on the Guardian website yesterday that was about, it was called something like plinth stress or something, or, you know, and it was like people getting worried about what they're going to do on the plinth, and they start thinking, oh, this idea won't be good enough, what will I do, and I could sort of see myself in it. So that's when I stopped and just went, no, I'm just gonna, you know, not think about it and look around my house and see what best reflects me, really.
So. And what is it that you have chosen to do?
I'm going to hopefully read The Worst Witch, just for the people on the web who are watching at home. I think it's something that has definitely been a huge part of my life. And I'm teaching my niece to read. She has sort of a couple of, she's having a few problems with picking bits up. And I think literacy is really important. And it's just, several of my nephews have got learning difficulties, and I want to sort of push that books aren't something to be scared of. They can be something that's fun and available for everyone. And reading's been such a huge part of my life for so long that I wanted to read something and bring reading and stories to other people.
And what is it about that story that made you choose that? You said it's been an important part of your life. Is it the story specifically?
Yeah, I mean, the Worst Witch is just something that's always, not an outsider, but just one of those people who sort of was always a bit clumsy and would sort of be the, you know, I've always got bruises on my legs, or I've walked into a desk or something. And she just seems to be, when I was younger, I could sort of identify with her really being a little bit useless, so much so that my cat is called Mildred after Mildred Hubble, the Worst Witch. So that's, and I can't bring the cat, so I have to bring the book and read that. So,
and you mentioned that literacy is very important to you. Why is that? Is that something that is involved in your life a lot?
Well, I work with a lot of children. I do voluntary work with them, and as I say, my nephews have learning difficulties, and for me, I can't remember a time where I didn't read. It's just been such a huge part of my life for so long. I don't ever remember not having a book, and so for me to sort of know children that don't have what is to me an amazing thing in their life, I feel like they're missing out. They probably don't feel the same way, but I want to sort of be able to bring these amazing stories to life, because I think you can sit and watch TV and you can see something on TV, but to think of something for yourself and to use your own mind and create these pictures in your head, you know, is so much more than you can do on television. And so that's why I just love reading. It's just a passion of mine, really. Ideally I'd have been a librarian, but took the one course at uni, so that never happened. So this is my big chance for getting kids to read.
Will your niece and your nephews be watching?
I don't think so, because they only have, they won't be watching live because they only have mobile broadband access, and it sort of judders a bit if you're watching a live stream. But we're hoping when I go home, we're going to go to my mum's and she's got broadband. And so we can probably sit through and watch it then all together. So it'll be nice. I know that a lot of my friends have got children and they're logging on and they're watching and listening with their kids, so it's nice to know that people are fingers crossed, people are making the effort. So yeah.
And what's the impact that you'd like to have by going up and doing this today?
I don't know. I don't know if there's anything that I'm hoping to get out of it. Just it's a nice thing to bring families together. I think people can sit, I know it sounds a bit silly, but like people used to sit around the radio and listen. You know, this is just a bit more of an interactive, their families can sit around the computer all and sit and listen to me tell them all a story, which I just think is lovely. You know, just a bit of bringing people together who, you know, maybe don't usually take the time out to all sit together and enjoy that time together. So, even if, you know, you're a single person sat on your own, you want to listen, that's fine too. It's a good story.
And what would you like to take away from the experience for yourself?
For me, it's a bit of a facing my fears kind of thing. I'm terrified of heights, so for me it was just I'm just gonna have to do it, because once you're up there you can't get back down again. So initially that was a big thing, because my husband is very much into his, oh, I want to go and do this, and it'll be some enormous like helicopter ride or something. I'm just, oh no, I can't do it. So I thought, well, if I just go and do it, then that's fine. And also I used to do a lot of drama, but I was always sort of in the background or as part of the chorus, and that was absolutely my choice. I didn't want to have a starring role in anything, and it was my sort of chance to, it's only for 1 hour and no one really is going to pay any chance attention, but it's my sort of little hour in the spotlight really, and that's all I ever want. I don't want any more than that. Half an hour would have been fine, but I'll stretch it to an hour.
Who would you say that you're doing it for?
For me, to be honest. I don't, you know, the initial application was solely done because I thought it would be fun and interesting to do. So I suppose what I'm doing is probably for, more for other people's benefits, but actually getting up there and doing it is entirely selfish and for me.
Would you tell me a little bit about your background? What do you do for a living?
Oh, I currently work for an enormous company called Wolters Kluwer, who I think are based in Amsterdam mainly, but they have offices worldwide. We're underneath North America, I think, is our sort of CEO and where we report into. And I am a client relations advisor, which isn't quite the same as customer services. I conduct surveys and research into our client base and see how well we're doing amongst our clients. But I also I take hold of complaints and try and resolve customer issues. And if people want to cancel, I look into the reasons why they're cancelling, and then I report back to sort of superiors and things. So lots and lots of research. So it's really interesting.
In what field of work is that in? What's the company doing?
Primarily we focus on employment and health and safety consultancy. We've also got tax, VAT. I think we do a bit of legal work as well. We have a litigation department, insurance claims in relation to employment. Everything and anything really in that sort of field of work. The actual company that I work for is called Krona, but it's just a sort of subdivision of this massive Wolters Kluwer monster.
And how did you get into that line of work?
Completely by accident. I went to university and did sociology because it was the thing that I thought I'd pass at A-level, so I had a good chance of getting into a university. Went and did that and then left university with no real idea of what I wanted to do. Went to work for HSBC for probably not even 12 months because it drove me mad. And I was working, closing the accounts for our deceased customers, which was really interesting, but was just a bit of a... It was a lot of responsibility and pressure when you're 21 straight out of college and it's your first office job. So I left and took up holistic therapy, just there's a complete spur of the moment thing. So I was doing aromatherapy and then met the man who is now my husband. We moved in together and just didn't have enough money to continue the course and had to go and find a job. And so I got a little temping job at the office that I work at now. And in the last 3 years, I've managed to sort of work my way up and had 3 promotions. So I've been really lucky. That's how I got there.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's really good. I constantly feel like I'm learning things. Obviously, the situation that we're in at the minute, obviously the economy is not doing great. So we've just had, I work on quite a small team. There's only 6 of us and 3 of them were made redundant. So we've just gone down to this tiny little team now, and it's quite sort of stressful and a lot of pressure, but I'm finding that I'm learning a lot, and it's completely changed from, I didn't really have a job role when I started in the role. I had to develop it all myself, and now it's almost gone back to that same thing again. I've got what I've already got, but now I've got to take on all this new stuff, and I don't know how to use a lot of the programs and things that we use. I'm having to teach myself a lot of things, but it's all it's like having a new job really. I'm quite lucky, but still loving it and enjoying it. Yeah, it's great.
And you've mentioned that reading is a passion of yours. What other things do you like to do when you're not at work?
When I'm not at work, I volunteer for Girls Brigade, which is like sort of guides, brownies, but very much more Christian based, I suppose. I do that every Monday term time, and I work with the 14 to 18 year olds, which is an interesting challenge, and probably the reason I've not gone into teaching. I'm trying to think what else I do. I watch an unfortunate amount of television and films. It's just sort of something, I think, because I'm so busy at work, it's nice just to go home and have that time to sit with my husband and do that. I also do a lot of cross stitch as well. I find it quite relaxing. So if I haven't got a book in my hand, I've usually got a needle and thread, and I probably, if I had the space, I only live in a tiny little flat, I'd have a sewing machine, I'd be running up my own clothes, but I don't have the time or the space to have all the materials. So it's sort of little sewing projects and things. I'm making little mice at the minute, so it's all very nice, but drives my husband a little bit mad because he'll sort of put his arm down on something and get stuck with a needle. But it's fun, I think. Yeah, I like to be creative. I don't like to just sit and you know, sort of while you wish your life away. I think some people do. They're just like, oh, I'm so bored. And it's like, well, if you're bored, go out there and find something to do. And so that's what we do. And I've got a cat as well who takes up a huge amount of my time, actually. Probably I was sort of put off, I don't have any children, and got a cat, and I think she probably takes it. I think I'd probably have more time if I had a baby, because you can sort of, you know, put them to bed and they go to sleep eventually, whereas cats don't go to sleep ever, I don't think, unless it's daytime and I'm out of work. So yeah, she's another passion.
What are some of the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
My most important thing to me is always my family. There's nothing more important than them. My mum and dad and my brother, we all live very close to each other, probably no more than sort of 2 miles away from, I live furthest away from any of them, and yeah, it's probably sort of a 2 mile, what, you know, you can walk in distance from everyone. And obviously my husband is a massive part of my life, and has extended my family to this enormous, you know, it's great. And yeah, they're by far and away the most important things to me.
And what have their reactions been to you getting your hour on the plinth?
I don't think my brother would have any idea what it is, to be honest. I've sort of tried showing him the website and he's just been like, oh yeah, great. Yeah, I think he just has a few of it. He has children things, and you know, he's a few years younger than me, and he's just like, it's just not his thing, really. My husband is incredibly supportive. He's here today with me. He's just like, oh, if you want to do it, love, you know, get on with it. And, you know, he's great with it. My mum, I'm not sure, really. She seems quite excited about it, but I'm not sure she knows what it is she's excited about. She's just like, oh, that's great, yeah. And has been telling everyone that I'm doing the plinth, but I don't think a lot of people have asked her what it is, because I don't think she'd be able to tell them. Whereas my dad, since I told him, has just been an addict and has just sort of, you know, found the website. And my dad's not at all technology based, just, you know, was like, oh, can you do something with it? How do I have a look at it on the internet? And I was like, I'll send mum a link on Facebook and she'll save it to her favourites. So now he's been sort of popping on every night and having a look to it. Oh, and then so I'll get a phone call going, oh, have you seen the man that's on there? Have you seen the man that's on there? Yes, Dad, I can see him. So he's really excited. I know that he's ringing me at 6:30, actually, so while I'm up on the plinth, so that he can have his 2 minutes of fame as well. He can be like, oh, that was me, I'm talking to my daughter.
Have you participated in arts projects before?
No, nothing like this, certainly. A lot of my friends are very arty. My friend Emma is a huge Anthony Gormley fan, was just sort of, oh, I can't believe you're going to take part in it. So she was really excited, and I think she might have managed to take part in things before. And one of my friends goes out to San Diego a lot, she's a photographer. Another one of my friends is an artist and sells his work and this, that and the other. So I've sort of I've always been around art and in various different ways, but never actually taken part myself. So I think that's probably another reason why I've done it, you know, to sort of see what all the fuss is about, because I'm always with these arty people going on about, you know, oh, look at this, you know, and it's like, oh, I was part of that. So it's nice to be able to be part of their world as well, I suppose.
And how would you summarise your experience of the project since you heard that you had a place to this moment now? What's that journey been like?
I don't know, just a bit of a whirlwind, really. Loads of, as I say, from booking the coach tickets to and getting the hotel, which I did very quickly. The process of deciding what to do was difficult because it was the logistics of, right, I'm going down on the coach. That limits what I can take with me, what I can do. And my dad was sort of, oh, you could do this or you could do that. And I was like, well, I could do that, Dad, but I'd have to ring National Express and get them to, you know, carry some extra stuff for me. And they said, oh, but you could do it in this small bit of paper. You're on top of a 20-foot plinth, Dad. It'll blow away. Okay, yeah, that's yeah, okay. So, and then eventually sort of, it was probably Sunday as I was sort of reading with my niece Katie that I thought, you know what, I want to, you know, do something that will appeal to children. So that's what it was, and I went and rifled through my enormous stack of books at home and pulled out a few that I thought I could probably get through in an hour, and then narrowed it down to, I sort of put a status up on Facebook and was like, right, what would people want to hear out of this, and they were the two that came out. So,
and at this moment in time before going up,
fine. Yeah, I thought I'd be a bit nervous, but it's just, I think because of the speed that I've got here, it's still a bit, oh yeah, and it sort of gets to 6 o'clock and I'll be down and I'm like, oh, I can't believe I've done it now. It's all just going a bit mad and a bit hectic, and it's been such a busy day for me today. I've been sort of on and off. I just bought a tube ticket, so I've been sort of dotting about, I think really keeping myself busy, so I'm not thinking about what I'm doing today. So yeah, quite calm, actually, surprisingly.
Well, have a good hour.
Thank you.